man. That was like
plus being poor like that. And I'll tell you where I see it the most.
Where?
TikTok.
You see poor people acting up?
Well, you see the poors, dude. Because yeah, the poors, they still have smartphones now, which is sick.
Yeah, that's
it's good. The one thing we did help the poor with is now they all have smartphones.
True.
So now we get to see them film dumb shit they're doing. But yeah, every TikTok is like a different form of retarded person. You can't imagine. Like every, because it's all like quick little clips.
Yeah, of
next
course.
Person's uglier and more retarded than you've ever imagined. Like you can't be like, I did, you like every face you see, you're like, holy fuck, I've never seen that.
Yeah.
Every person, I'm like, I've never seen that face.
I've never seen that variety.
I've never seen that type of humor.
I've never seen that variety of person.
And the, I mean, and the their houses all look the same.
Yeah.
They're all like fucking dirty, shitty thing, like a TV without a TV stand, wood paneling fucking walls with like a piece of paper tacked to it.
And you're watching TV all day of just like another world where you're just like, whoa, this is fucking crazy. And dude, to run away from a poor person, all you have to do is like leave the state and they can never find you. Just disappear, dude.
Yeah.
Their RPG map just blacks out. Yeah. Like you gotta get around a zip code. It's like in order for them to get to you, all they could do is take a bus to your general vicinity and like
hop out,
look around the bus stop and be like, fuck, I didn't see him.
Start
and hop back on the
new
bus.
TikToks.
Like you could run away from them so easily.
Yeah, escaping the poors is very easy.
All you gotta do is literally go to a different zip code.
Build a fucking gated community. Build a wall, dude. That's build true. A wall. The poors can't get in. Get one security guard that's like, hey, get out of here.
Someone could give them your address and they'd be like, they'd have to like take a train, take a bus. It would take them like 19 different vehicles to get to you. Then they'd have to catch you while you're there.
Poors do have a tough time traveling.
Dude, it's tough.
A fucking tough time.
Dude, I was on my couch just thinking about all this, just being like, Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
Yeah.
And just can never get out of it.
Yeah, you're fucking stuck.
Literally, you're literally stuck.
Yeah, and it's like, you're getting no education. Chances are your parents are fucking retards, so they're also like...
just filling you with horrible advice.
You don't even
advice.
Need to go to school. Yeah. They're not paying attention.
Hitting you with horrible advice. Just abusing you and neglecting you. And best case scenario, sticking around and just giving you what are, again, there's probably obviously exceptions to this, but on like in mass, just like terrible fucking advice.
Definitely.
It's like, fuck that.
Yeah.
You don't got to go. Fuck that.
Tell that teacher to suck your dick.
Yeah,
hey, you tell that fucking teacher to come down here. I'll fuck her. I'll fuck her mouth. She's got a nice mouth.
Yeah, dude. It's like.
Thanks, Dad.
Having like a tap out dad, dude. Just like affliction.
Having a hard tap out, Dad. I mean, you got a coach.
Your dad pauses Tic Tac. He's like, "What'd your fucking bitch
teacher
say?"
You're coming home to a fucking Coach Corey Wayne, a fucking TikTok Corey Wayne. It's like, why do good girls like bad guys? I'm a bad boy.
Like, you tell your teacher to shut the fuck up.
Oh my God. Imagine seeing your dad drinking energy drink. Like coming over, your dad's chugging a monster. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, man. Dude, that's so fucking funny.
If I see my dad eating like a treat, I call him a faggot. Like, what are you eating, candy, dude?
Oh, it's so fucking funny.
My dad.
And we failed. I would try to help people with housing. And this one lady would like, she would just talk about like, I would like explain like, all right, here's what you need to do for housing. Here's how much you make. Here's how much you'll be able to afford. If you want to have a place that's for more money, you have to get a job that gives you more money. Because like if you make $9.50 an hour, the most you'll be able to afford with rent is like $600. $600 a month is a stretch. And people will be like, well, I need like a 3-bedroom. And I'm like, you can't have that.
Yeah.
Until you have maybe, I don't know, $12 an hour. Dude, these guys would be like, how am I going to get a job for $12 an hour? And I'm like, you got to fucking look for jobs, dude. Like, dude, it's like, it's wild. And it's just, it's like, it's a wild thing to come. And then you'll see people who come out of it and they just, you know, they can get out of it, grab a couple jobs, they're making like a G a week, you know, they do their thing. But it's like, dude, it's fucking crazy.
I'd be fucked. If I grew up poor, I'd be totally fucked.
I'd be fucking toasted, dude.
With my work ethic, I wouldn't have left that house.
I'd be toasted.
Whatever house I was in, I'd still be in it.
Yeah. I'd
still
be
sitting there. I'd be playing 2K, though.
You'd be chilling.
I'd have Kevin Durant.
I always wonder, and again, this could just be me making this up, but maybe it is liberating on some level just to be like,
fuck everything.
Yeah. No one's like, if you're just like not dead, everyone's like, hey, nice job.
Yeah. If you're an idiot,
being
an idiot's the best.
Yeah.
You don't have any, you're like, this is great. Everything's great right now.
You're like, just fucking hit the Xbox all day, every day. And
John Cena's
like,
back. I'm watching Undertaker highlights.
I mean, dude, imagine that. Like, you have all your, say you're on government assistance, all your money's coming in from the government, and all you have going on in your life is just shit that happens on TV, and you can get stoked on it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's little, like, you know, you have your little.
There's moments of, like, you just break out of it for 1 second. Like, there's a whole world out there that I'm going to die.
You take a weed edible, and you're just like, oh, there's a whole world.
Yeah, and it's like back to, I got to get to 7-Eleven. I got to get a fucking big slushy.
I need a roller dog and a slushy. Yeah, I need a roller dog and a
slushy. Pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
And then I'm back in the house. Hell yeah.
Dude, I was.